welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I'm joined today by two absolutely incredible ladies. I have with me Allison Copeland and Vanessa Hennessy. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
All right, Allison, would you like to introduce yourself and let everyone know where they can find you on the interwebs?
Yes, thank you. So, my name's Allison. I am a co-host of Dumb and Busted. We are a true crime comedy podcast with stories of exceptionally smart and insanely dumb crimes. We're about a year and a half old at this point, and it started as me and my best friend we'll get into that later. But anyways, now we have a third host and we're sort of bigger and badder and happier than ever. So dumber than ever, maybe. But we're at Dumb and Busted, spelled out A-N-D, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So that's where you can find us. We have an Instagram contest going at the moment where you can win a Dumb and Busted hoodie by following us and tagging three friends on our contest post. So that's, and we have a lot of live shows coming up in November, participating here in the Portland area in two comedy festivals and our own personal live show, and then got a regular episode. So it'll be a busy month in November, but we're excited.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Super busy, but so much fun. I love that. And I can't wait to hear more about that story. But until then, Vanessa, go ahead and introduce yourself and let us know where we can find you.
Awesome. So I am a podcaster who's involved in a lot of podcast things. So I'm like, I don't even know where to start, but I will start with my hobby podcast, which is called Not Another X-Files Podcast. And we talk about the X-Files. It's me and my amazing co-host, Carolyn. And that is a podcast we've been doing since 2015, which is like, wow, can't believe it. And I also am involved in sort of a team effort on a podcast project called The Multipod. And this is a podcast about multi-potentialites. So those are people who seemingly have or sort of have many interests that seemingly don't have anything to do with each other, and sort of navigating, being a person who doesn't have that one set path in life. And so, again, that's called The Multipod. And then I also am a professional podcaster. So I have a business called Creating Space Communications, and I help people launch podcasts and produce podcasts. And I'm an editor and mostly helping business owners with podcasts that they use to market their businesses. So podcasting is kind of my whole life right now. And I love it. I'm really happy to be here because I love nerding out about podcasting.
That's absolutely amazing. And she's also a fantastic tech support help when trying to manage interesting configurations.
Well, I will say I have had to deal with a lot of things. So
yes,
I've learned a lot of things.
Well, I am so glad that both of you are here and so thankful that you're taking the time. Let's dive right in. And Allison, how did you start listening to podcasts, and what were some of the first ones that you listened to?
Oh boy. I'm about to out myself as being incredibly basic. But I was really, really obsessed with This American Life, just like always looking forward to hearing it on the radio on Sunday afternoons. And then
wait, how is that basic? I love This American Life.
We'll get to the super basic part coming up.
Okay.
But yeah, no, they are. I mean, This American Life, I have the biggest nerd crush on Ira Glass. It's insane. he can spin a tail like no other. But anyways, yeah, so I would really look forward to hearing it. And then it sort of became available online and I realized, oh my gosh, I can binge all the backlog. And so that was just like every time I was in the car, I would even find reasons to be in the car just to drive and listen to it. So of course that was sort of my first experience with like consuming media as a podcast. But then of course Serial came along, and that's when I fully converted to that being like my main way of consuming media. So like obviously after that first season with
the Adnan Syed case, like I wanted more. So I found those secondary pods around it, like Undisclosed or Truth and Justice and Real Crime Profile. And
I love Undisclosed.
Yeah. Those are some good podcasts.
It's so good. A couple of like Rabia Chaudhry replies on my tweets. I'm like, ah!
Amazing.
I know. It's so good. But anyways, that's kind of like after realizing, oh my gosh, I can just find anything I want about anything. Then that was it. It was like, now I just want to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Like when I'm cleaning, when I'm running, when I'm doing anything.
All podcasts all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of my, I guess, journey into podcasts.
Fantastic. All right, Vanessa, what about you? What got you hooked?
When I was in university doing my first degree, so I'm in Canada. I'm not actually originally from Canada, but I've lived in Canada since 2006. So I went to university in a little province on the East Coast called New Brunswick. Shout out. And I got involved in campus radio, which I just kind of always was like, I knew that my dad had done it when he was in university. And I just was like, that would be a really cool thing to do. So I got involved and I had two shows on the campus radio station. And so I've always had this like interest in radio and broadcasting and that kind of thing, just sort of like a casual hobby sort of interest. And then fast forward to moving to Vancouver, BC in, I moved there 2011. So I think it was like 2014 when people were like really starting to talk about podcasts around me. And I was in this friend group, where a couple of friends of mine were like, have you like been listening to podcasts? And I was like, well, I've heard of them, but I don't actually really know what they are. And so they were like, oh, you have to listen to Gilmore Guys. And, cause I'm, you know, really into the Gilmore Girls, and they were too. So they were like, you have to listen to this podcast. I'm like, okay. So I start listening and I was just hooked. I was like, this is amazing. Like these two hilarious dudes are talking about this, like the girliest show ever. And I love it so much. And that's still one of my top favorite podcasts. That's and so, yeah, it's so good. And I've actually met them now as a podcaster and, just briefly, and we've interacted online and stuff like that. And I don't know how much of this story I should tell, cause I know you're going to ask me about making podcasts. And so basically my husband, I met through my friend group, but we also started getting really close through podcasting. So that's kind of fun.
Fantastic. I love that sneak peek for the second question.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess that's how I started listening. And then after, just like Allison said, like after I realized there was a podcast on every subject, I was like, oh my God. And I just like went crazy. And I just like podcasting is something like I have these like not mixed feelings, but sort of these different opinions where it's like amazing that you can just like pick up your phone or record on your computer with a mic or whatever and just like go and just talk and put it out there and have your voice heard. And it's amazing. And there's a really low barrier to entry and it's so great. And then on the other hand, I tell my clients, you know, if you're marketing your business through your podcast, it's good to have really good audio. So maybe you invest a little bit more money. So it's this thing where like you can spend a lot of money on making it great. You can spend not a lot of money on making it great. It's just great.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the diversification that it brings in because it is such a wide ranging medium that you can have these, you know, I'm recording in my car as I drive and yeah. It may be terrible audio, but there might be somebody that absolutely adores you as a person. And they're like, I will suffer through, or maybe they don't even hear it because they're just yeah. like, I love you and what you're saying and your voice that I don't even notice or care.
Exactly. And if you ever do any like spontaneous audio recording, like I've done it where I just pull my phone out at whatever event or wherever I am, like that can be some of the best content.
Yeah.
So I'm like, anybody listening who's like, I think I might want to start a podcast, just do it.
Just
like,
do it.
Just do it.
Yes.
There's just no other way to connect to people like you can with podcasting. Cause even like, I don't know, some of the streaming or like the video mediums, like you're not driving in traffic, like
yep.
you're not running, you're not doing those things, you know, cleaning your house, whatever that you're trying to sort of zone out of and like take you to this other place, you know, that you want to be doing those things suddenly. And yeah, it's just a very private connection almost with your show and your people in that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so portable. Like, I guess you could like turn on your YouTube app and then like not look at it while you go for a run. But if they are doing like a video podcast, which has like visual elements to it, that's not going to work. Right.
So, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Totes agree.
Totes my goats.
Turns out we all love podcasts.
Amazing. Whoa. How that happens. It's so surprising. I've never had it happen before.
The sarcasm is dripping.
Just a little bit. Here's a bucket to gather it together. All right. Second question. Allison, what got you starting to make a podcast?
Dumb and Busted started with me and my friend Hannah, and she and I are besties that had basically talked about making a podcast forever. And it's so funny because, you know, we'd be on like a road trip or hanging out or whatever, and we would just start making lists of ideas for shows. And we actually, after starting Dumb and Busted, we found that list and like all the ideas were terrible. It was really, you know, like those journal entries that you find years later and you're like, oh, my stomach hurts. I can't look at it. But anyways, we both were sort of true crime obsessed, but we wanted to still have the vibe of like laughing together and having fun, because that's just our entire friendship, you know. So we wanted to let that be part of the show. So what really kind of got us off our butts was I had my baby, and we at that point, like, she doesn't have a kid, and it's really hard, like, people at different places in their lives trying to make sure to spend time together still, you know, especially with the new kids. So it was like, this was a thing just for us that we could like take time in the studio and be together and have fun. And like, you know, it wasn't just me like texting your baby pics all the time or whatever. It's like, we had a show to work on and all this exciting stuff that was just our own. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was like kind of what actually got us going. You know, funny enough though, like the tech stuff is what had intimidated me out of actually going into action on on making a podcast. Mm-hmm. 'Cause every time I would look stuff up, it was like, you know, I get two or three questions in and I'm like, never mind.
Yeah, I'm just laughing because there's like 8 million blogs out there that are like, how to make a podcast. And it's like, where do I start?
Yeah, exactly. All the information is so like, everyone has an opinion. They're usually pretty strong. And, you know, this is definitely the best mic, or this is definitely the best software. And anyway, I was like, I'm not messing with any of this. And I talked to another friend who had just started a podcast. I'm like, you need to just tell me how you're doing this, because you know, like, you're just a regular person, I know you, like, you have a lot of stuff going on.
That totally makes sense. Like, why wouldn't you reach out to your friends who are already doing it? Like, right. Totally.
Yeah, like, how do you overcome that barrier? And she was like, ew, I don't, I go to a studio.
ew, David, sorry, that was a Schitt's Creek thing.
So I was like, yeah, but that's gotta be super expensive. And no, I mean, with recording and with, he does all our editing, it works out to be about $60 an episode. So
sweet.
We were like, yeah,
yes,
that's
please.
Definitely. Yeah. You would easily spend that on, I don't know, however many coffees a week, or, you know, some other hobby or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we were like, yeah, that's worth it. We're excited about that.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then too, with a hobby like podcasting, there is potential for income to come in the future, but it's not like, it should never really be that main goal. But unlike, say, I don't know, cross stitch. Yeah, you could maybe have a hobby that cross stitch that you spend this money on and you could maybe sell it. But there's something so different about the intimacy of a podcast, and that really want that people tend to, if they fall in love with your show, they are like, how can I throw money at you? How can I support you? Yeah. How can I do this? And that's something
that's really, so true.
Really special about podcasts.
I was talking about my Multipotentialite podcast, right? And there's that sort of was born out of a forum of Multipotentialites online where we chat and stuff. And this is something that comes up all the time is like, do I monetize my interests? And it's like, you don't always have to monetize your interests. Like, if like we, so many people pay for hobbies, like you were just saying, I know people who pay easily $60 a month on cross stitch stuff, for example. And you don't always have to be making money with whatever you're doing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I am probably going to need some contact information for this, the multi, that is me to a T.
Yeah, I'll totally give you that info.
So many branches, but that's not this conversation. We'll talk later.
Cool.
Tell me how you got started actually recording a podcast and what was the first one you started?
Yeah, so I started with the X-Files podcast and just trying to think back. So it was 2015 when I joined the podcast. So what happened is my co-host, my current co-host and my current husband started a podcast together and I wasn't part of it yet. And the reason was that my husband hadn't seen the X-Files and our friend, this third person, my current co-host, loves the X-Files. And they were like, why don't we start a podcast where we watch the X-Files? And my husband hadn't seen it. And the original idea was to keep him unspoiled, which didn't actually end up working out. But it's funny because he has another podcast called Tiny Fences, which is about Buffy, and their listeners they're super, like when they're out of doing Buffy now, they're doing other Joss Whedon stuff now, but they were like super into keeping him unspoiled. So that was kind of fun. But on our podcast, it just didn't work. Yeah. X-Files fans are like, we just want to talk about everything and we don't care if you're not spoiled. So anyway, so I joined as a guest for a couple really early episodes. I think it was like episode 3 or something, 3 and 4 maybe. And then I left that day and apparently they were like, is that our third co-host? And they told me the story later and I was like, oh, that's so nice. So yeah, I ended up joining as a co-host. And through that experience, my husband and I got closer and closer. And we had already been friends, but we became closer and closer friends. And then we just kind of like fell for each other. And we got married in March, so that's fun.
Oh, that's so incredible. Podcast bringing people together in so many ways.
Yeah. And so he still has his podcast about Buffy, or Joss Whedon, I guess, is because they've kind of moved on from Buffy. And I've still got the X-Files one, and we both just like love podcasting. And that's something that I think we're probably always going to share. So that's kind of cool.
Well, and it brought you guys together. So, of course, it's going to have this significant part of your relationship. That's incredible. And I know how hard that not spoiling thing is. I did a podcast called SestraCast, which was Orphan Black, and I had never seen the show. And we just finished earlier this year and managed to not be spoiled except for the main overarching theme of the show that I would have got on the third episode, but the first one didn't. And it was just incredible. And I know how stressed my co-host Jean was about not spoiling anything. And like, so I wasn't able to be a part. I didn't have the email or the Slack channel or anything so that they could all have, you know, the audience could have their communications. And then she would send me links like memes or things that were applicable that weren't spoilers and stuff. And so once we finally got to the end, she was just like, okay, now you can go and explore all of these different Facebook groups and you know, I remember pages and stuff. And that was
I remember my husband getting to the end of Buffy and people being like, oh my God, there's this story. I know this podcast isn't about my husband, but it's just a funny story where a friend of ours had a Buffy poster that had a character on it that either hadn't been introduced yet or something had happened to that character. And so she actually took it off the wall in case my partner or my husband ever went over there and was going to see this stupid poster. So like,
oh, that's hilarious.
Those are the lengths that people went to. Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah. Oh, so special.
ultimately, I will say my husband did step away from the X-Files podcast because he kind of just got to the point where he was like, I'm not actually enjoying this show. I love podcasting with you guys. But if I'm spending so much time watching episodes and then podcasting and I'm not actually really enjoying the show, then why should I? And
yeah,
we were like, yeah, of course. So we kept it going.
Well, I'm glad you kept it going, even though he left. And
me too. We have a lot of fun.
That's really good for him to be able to recognize the fact that, like, hey, this show really isn't, I'm not digging it as much. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that takes a good person to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like we've had those moments with our show where it's like, you have to realize, okay, if this is going to be fun for everyone to listen to, it's got to be fun for us to do. And totally. That's when we are like, okay, we're going to switch something up, whatever it is, yeah. You know, format or adding a host or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. We do guests a lot to keep things fun. And that is a lot of fun. And we also told ourselves, like, we're doing this for fun, like the X-Files one specifically.
Yeah.
And the Multi-Potentialite one too. Like, if we're not having fun with it, then why would we keep doing it? So we just try to make sure it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. On to the next question, which coincidentally was inspired from PodCon, which I know you two met at PodCon too.
Yeah.
And so for my episode of Friends in Your Ears at PodCon 2, PodCon 1 is where Friends in Your Ears was inspired by.
Oh, cool.
A statement at the intro conversation. So this past year's show event, I took around my little Zoom recorder that I graciously borrowed from a friend. And mm-hmm. I asked people what podcast was playing on their podcast app of choice. And so that is where this question was inspired from. And so I'm asking you, lovely ladies, what podcast are you currently listening to right now? If you were to hit play on that app, what would go?
Let's see. So I guess the most recent thing that I'm into right now is the Incel Project. Have you guys heard of that one?
No, tell me more.
Oh my God, no, but I must find it.
Right. So this is one, you know, of course, we're all involved in the groups on Twitter or whatever, different podcasting groups of stuff. So I found out about this through other, mine is true crime focused, a lot of the groups that I'm in. So that's how I found out about this. But it's this woman who I think she randomly started communicating with this guy, or the guy started communicating with her. And I don't know if you know about the community of incels, but it's involuntary celibate is what incel is, you know, mm-hmm. stands for. And I had never heard of this, or maybe I had, but didn't really understand it. And it is a really in-depth look at that community. It's frightening and strange and humanizing, and also sort of confirms bias in this weird way. I don't know. So there's a lot of layers to it, but it's, I guess to me as a woman, it is a little more frightening because a lot of alt-right people come out of that movement, or there's a lot of anger towards women.
Ugh, it's so frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's very interesting.
Is this the one by Crawl Space Media?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm totally going to.
Who else is CrawlSpace? Like Criminal Perspective, they're on there. Anyway, the Incel Project is definitely sort of a safe way to glimpse into something you wouldn't necessarily be able to, especially as a woman.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting and absolutely scary.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea of doing the research or like learning about this group that it can be very scary in that safe space of a podcast. And it's like a friend talking to you about it, not necessarily having to go out and do the research yourself or read these horrible stories on a blog or news bits or something. It's that safe space.
On the flip side, though, I think about that, and sorry, I'm not trying to like be poo-poo your idea, and I totally agree with it, but I also sometimes think about the fact that there really are podcasts about everything out there, and if you are somebody who has views that are potentially problematic in terms of race or sexism or, I don't know, homophobia or just like a whole slew of things that it could be, you can also listen to podcasts in the privacy of your own home, car, yeah. whatever, that might reinforce those as well. And that also scares me. Yes. But I also love the fact that podcasting is so free that I don't want people coming and telling me what I can't say on my podcast. Right. So, right. yeah.
Yeah. It's that whole idea of freedom of speech.
And responsibility tied to it. And yeah,
yeah. 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 And that's a whole other podcast.
Yeah. A whole other podcast. I just was like, I've been thinking about this lately, actually. So I was like, I'm going to say that.
Yes. No, I'm so glad you did, because, yeah, it's an important point to make and does need to be part of this conversation, you know, because it's not all happy, supportive, loving people out there. There's going to be inherently some not nice people.
But honestly, I also think on that point, hearing something, I mean, it can also either open your mind or solidify what you already believe, where, you know, you may have these closely held beliefs about, like, these people are terrible. And then you hear that and you're like, yeah, I knew it. They are terrible, but at least you've heard why, you know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
you can say, okay, this wasn't just, everyone around me believes that they're awful and I'm just kind of hopping on board. It's like, okay. And I'm not saying that about Intel Project, like, but I'm saying, you know, certain beliefs that are hateful or whatever, I'd almost rather kind of know, okay, yeah, this is what they truly believe. And I really don't want to get on board with that but now I know why, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it can help you understand a little bit and learn how to better, not manage. Manage is the wrong word, but like how
educated.
To. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
I just finished listening to an episode of something, so now I don't have anything playing.
Well, what's next in your queue?
I have tons of stuff on my playlist. It's like ridiculous.
Or you know what did you just finish listening to?
Okay, you're gonna laugh at me maybe. I have this weird fascination with certain religions, and I do not practice these religions. I just find them very, very interesting, and one of them is Mormonism. And I'm just fascinated by their theology, their culture. It's just, it's something that is so foreign to me because I grew up without any religion, really. And I am spiritual, but I'm not really a religious person. So for me, it's just like super, super, super interesting. And there's a podcast called Mormon Stories. And it's this guy who actually left the church, and he interviews people who are still in the church, people who have left the church. He highlights a lot of problems that are in the Mormon church and what can be done about them. And it's just very interesting because you get so many perspectives on this one religion. It's fascinating. So I just listened to an episode where he was talking to somebody who unfortunately was sexually assaulted in the church. And it was very powerful and just like eye-opening. And I don't know. It gave me chills as I was listening to it. It was a really good episode. Ugh. Yeah.
So there's something really, this question in particular, there's something so intimate about this question, because yes, we all have our favorites and we'll get to that later. But what are you listening to right now is something that it's usually something that they'll start out by just the way you did, Vanessa. Oh, you're going to laugh, or I'm so like embarrassed or whatnot. But there are so many podcasts in the world and there should be no shyness or concern about whatever you're listening to. If you're enjoying it, that's amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
Glimpse into, it's like almost like letting someone see you in the shower.
Yes.
It's very personal.
Yes. No, it's so true. What is your favorite podcast, (S), so feel free to talk about more than one. And why do you love it?
Oh God.
So much.
I could get into the weeds on this.
I know. Maybe don't go through your entire, like.
Right. So right now, my personal favorite is Esther Perel's Where Should We Begin? Have you guys heard that one?
No.
No.
Okay. I'm literally anybody that asks anything about podcasting, I'm like, oh, by the way, there's this. You have to. And I'm always entirely delighted when people are like, thank you for telling me about that. It's so good. I'm binging it. But it is this relationship psychotherapist who she is kind of this leading relationship expert in the world due to the fact that she looks at things in kind of a different way where, I don't know, usually you can hear what a psychologist would say and you're like, yeah, I knew you'd say that or whatever, but yeah. Everything she has to say is like, you just sit there like, wow, mind blown. And so the idea of the show, I mean, the way that their format is, it's a 3-hour one-off session with a couple. And it's not this voyeuristic reality show kind of therapy session. It's, she says she sets it up in a way where it's as if she was training another psychologist to do really good therapy, you know? So it's just sort of recording the session as it is, not breaking that fourth wall.
Yeah.
And so they have, you know, every episode is a different couple, all different kinds of couples represented, and they're experiencing a different kind of problem. And even if you don't relate to that couple necessarily, or you don't have that kind of problem, there's always some gem where you learn about yourself or relationship dynamics or whatever it is that you can take away. And it's like, that is really, really insightful and just nothing I would have thought of. So
that's incredible.
That's fascinating. What was it called again?
Where Should We Begin?
Okay.
Yeah. It's all, it's like, on Mother's Day, my partner was like, I'll just let you go do whatever you want. And I got the kid all day. I'm like, I drove in my car for 14 hours listening to that.
Oh, wow.
All I did. This is heaven.
That's a testament to.
That's a great Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's so good. Awesome. But anyway, I could not recommend that enough. The first two seasons are free, just going to her website. And then the third one's on Audible for like, I don't know, $5. So it's totally worth it. That third season, she does something a little different, which is, now I can't remember. And I just finished it. Mom brain. But anyways, I can't recommend it enough. So
that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So exciting. All right, Vanessa, what about you?
I have too many. I'm just trying to think how to sort of break this down. I like to listen to a lot of podcasts that are done just sort of like I was talking about, you know, where people just kind of podcast with their best friend and they have fun and they talk about whatever, or they have a certain theme and they just chat. And I love those kinds of podcasts. But lately I've been listening to a lot of podcasts that are really more well produced. Like I'm trying not to say that just grabbing a microphone or a computer and podcasting with your friend doesn't have value. I'm not saying that at all, but I just mean ones where like there's a little bit more production, like time put into production. Maybe there's sound effects that they use, stuff like that. So I'm trying to find. One of the ones I really love is Oh No, Ross and Carrie, which is a podcast where these two friends basically, quote unquote, join cults and different religions and different movements too, not just religious ones, such as self-help movements, and sort of report on what it's like to be inside of them. And it's it's fascinating. I think they even have a YouTube video where they like show sort of like hidden camera. I can't quite remember, but it's like they go to so ridiculous. A Raelian marriage ceremony, and the Raelians are this like alien UFO cult. And I mean, it's just great. So, and they're hilarious too. Like I'm always laughing out loud when I'm listening to that podcast. So that's one that's always been like top, one of my favorite podcasts. Oh No, Ross and Carrie. Yeah. Yeah. And that's one that, it's been around forever. It's like there's so many back episodes. It'll take you forever to get through them. Another one that I'm loving is Harry Potter and the Sacred Texts.
Yes.
And for anybody who doesn't know about it, it is basically that they read Harry Potter from the beginning as if they were doing like a Bible study. It is so just wholesome and positive.
So
and
fantastic.
I just get to the end of an episode. And I'm like, I'm so happy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're not actually doing anything religious, but they're doing it kind of like in the style of how you would have like a Bible book club sort of thing. So it's pretty great.
Yeah, it's so the end of it, you're just like at peace and inspired, and it's it's so fantastic, and it's a great new way to look at the series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many amazing podcasts, but one I'm really looking forward to starting to listen to is Office Ladies, and it has Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey from The Office show, and they're rewatching and they're going to podcast about it. And I'm like, yes, please. So yes. I don't know when it starts, but it hasn't started yet. And I'm super excited about it.
Oh, you know what? Going back a second, Vanessa, when you were talking about being interested in like different religions, but from kind of a funny perspective or whatever. There's a comedian we had on our show, Amy Miller, and she has a podcast called Who's Your God? She was out of Portland, but then moved to LA, you know, got all big and whatever. And now so her podcast has various comedians. Like, I think she's had even like Wanda Sykes on there and, you know, higher level.
I love her.
Yeah. Where they talk about whatever religion the comedian is and their different takes on it, but nothing too serious and just fun comedy stuff as well.
That sounds fun. I am finding it on my app and subscribing.
So much fun.
Totally.
Too many podcasts to listen to. I don't know.
All the podcasts. I know.
All the podcasts. And
this show is as wonderful as it is. And anytime anyone asks, what podcast should I listen to? I always say, okay, listen to my show so you can find podcasts based like hints and ideas based on my guests. But it's terrible too, because I will always add at least one show every time I record,
right?
Which is not good.
yeah
all the podcasts. But you know, I am thankfully not a completionist, so I'm okay with myself if I'm like going to sit and binge. So like, for example, Undisclosed is a show that I have its own separate playlist, so that when I'm ready for that type of a mindset, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna listen to all of the back episodes.
Smart.
I have, you know, my play normal, everything that comes out fresh I have to listen to. And yeah, just playlists are life saving.
Yeah, that's actually really smart, doing a playlist for only a specific show. Or I haven't been able to figure out the best way to use playlists to my advantage, so I'm like
yes. Especially if you have a lot of shows and not necessarily ones that you need to, like if they're not news based necessarily, so that it's okay if you don't listen to them timely. It's a really good way to say, okay, I am in the mood for this, so I'm gonna go and listen to this show. Thank you both for your absolutely fantastic answers to the questions that you knew were coming. Up next, it's time for the final bonus question. Audience, if you have a question you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire bonus. And this episode's question is, who would you most like as a fictional character to be your best friend? So if you could go into your favorite book, TV, movie, whatever, and pull out somebody and have them be your best friend, who would it be?
Oh my God, that's a really hard question.
Feel free to take your time.
Just because my husband and I have talked about this, so full disclosure, and my husband is totally open about this. My husband's a trans man.
Okay.
And this is like public, so it's fine that I'm saying it. But we love LGBT stuff, like shows and things like that, just to like support the LGBT community and just sort of like to have people that look like us on TV. Right.
Yeah.
And so there's this show called Please Like Me, and it's Australian, and it's hilarious. And it's kind of like a darker comedy about these people who are, you know, late 20s, early 30s sort of thing, living together. And then also the main character's family, who like his mother deals with mental health issues, but it's also hilarious. And there's something about this show where they have made it so that you feel like you are friends with this friend group that like live together. And my husband and I got to the end of it and we were like, we want to be their friends. And when we found out that there was like, we were on the last season and there weren't any more after that, we were really sad. We felt like we were moving away from really good friends. It was this really interesting like experience that I've actually never had watching a TV show before. So yeah, I would be best friends with those people.
That's incredible.
At the end of
any series that I've ever been attached to. I am embarrassing. Like, even the people closest to me, I'm like, don't look at me, I'm hideous. I'm like crying, like as if I've really lost friends or something. It's just a feeling of like the last episode of The Office. I was like,
yes. Oh my God, I know, right? Yeah, The Office is another one for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want any of them to be my best friend, though.
True.
No.
I feel like that might be a negative. I mean, I love them and I love the show so much, but
I will say Dancing with the Stars, my husband and I normally never watch that, but we started to because there are a couple people that on this season that we like. And there's the woman from The Office who played, oh my God, I always forget her name. She's like, I hate to use this word, but she's like the trashy one who like is always trying to sleep with people and is an alcoholic.
Oh my gosh. Not Meredith.
Yeah.
I was going to say Miranda and I was like, that's not it. Yes, Meredith.
Yeah, Meredith. And she's just like a hoot to watch on Dancing with the Stars. So that's my, people should go find it. But yeah. Anyway, sorry. That's the show. It's called Just Like Me. It's on Netflix. It's Australian. It's amazing.
Fantastic. <Cool. laughs>
I guess mine would be, I mean like me and Hannah, my co-host, we love Connie Britton. Like yes. As a human, Connie Britton is amazing anyway. She's like, you know, UN ambassador, whatever it is like doing all these amazing things for women around the world and whatever. Mm-hmm. Just so plugging her as a human, but her characters are always so lovable too. Like Tammy Taylor on Friday Night Lights, yes, or Raina James on Nashville. So either one of those ladies, I would be pretty excited to have her as a best friend.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Very similar to, I mean, that same idea of I love this person as a human and then the character that they play as well. I'm going with Hermione Granger.
Oh, for sure.
And especially if it means that Emma Watson gets to hang out with me, because she has grown up, you know, in the public eye in such a magical way that it's so inspiring to see who she's become. And I feel really old saying it that way, but you know, that's how it is.
I'm so sorry. All the stuff she's doing for women now. Oh my God. Who saw her coming, huh?
Yeah.
Right? Oh my God. I love her so much.
Yes.
I just wanted to jump back. Allison, have you seen the show 9-1-1?
No.
Connie Britton is in it, and it's like this show about paramedics and firefighters and first responders, and it is like the cheesiest, most dramatic thing ever, but it's so great. You should find it.
Yeah.
I think I saw a meme about that.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's really good.
What I love so much about her characters is that she has this quality that is like uniquely strong and feminine, where it doesn't have to go one way or the other in a ridiculous sort of, oversimplistic kind of way.
Yes.
It's like she's fully a strong human and a woman. And yeah.
Yeah,
totally. Ugh. Kathy, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
I'm just curious about your Hermione Granger answer.
Yes.
What would be like the top activity you'd want to do with Hermione Granger as best friends?
I feel like having a cup of tea and just reading a book in front of like a fire, just like all cuddled up, maybe sharing a blanket on a couch and like would just be ideal.
That is the most adorable. So wholesome. I love it.
It just sounds like heaven right now. That's what I want to do. And if it means that Hermione gets to hang out with me, then all the better. And you know, we'll have our cats on our laps and it'll
That's awesome.
Well, thank you both so much for joining me on this episode. So much fun.
Yeah, thanks. This was really fun. I just love nerding out about podcasting. Anytime you need somebody to nerd out, I'm here for it.
Fantastic.
Oh my God. Can I say one quick thing before we go?
Absolutely.
Of course, you know, you pour your heart and soul into your show and whatever. But Vanessa, I have to tell you, when we went to PodCon and we were wearing our Dumb and Busted stuff, and then you were like, are you the Dumb and Busted ladies? I love your show. That was like seriously such a huge moment for us. So I just want you to know, it was like, oh my my God, what? Someone knows our show and loves it. Like, you know,
I
that,
also to have love a real person your be like, show.
That was the sweetest moment. So that meant a lot to us.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I actually really do love your show. Like, I know that sort of the point of this podcast is to like have people who haven't podcasted together, which is true. We haven't podcasted together, but I am aware of your show because I kind of do this thing where I'm like, I'm really behind on X show. So I like binge it to like catch up. So I still have to do that, like my latest binge of your show because I'm behind. But I just love, yeah, I love your show. I love how you like you're hilarious, first of all, and your new co-host Hunter, that's his name, right? Yeah, he's hilarious. And you like talk about the most ridiculous crimes, but then you also talk about crimes where you're like, you know, this person was wronged by the justice system and we're not okay with that. And so like, I just love that balance. So everybody really needs to go check out Allison's show. It's great.
Oh, yours as well. Obviously X-Files, amazing. But that meant a lot to us. I just wanted you to know.
Yay. I love that. Yeah. That's something that I know. So yes, the main goal of this show is to not have people that have are consistent podcasters together because you've already built that relationship and whatnot, but it's okay for people that have, you know, guested on each other's shows or know of them. It's not like there's no barrier of, oh, have you heard of this show? If you've heard of this, you can't be on. But along those same lines, if you are somewhere and you see somebody that does a podcast that you know, like obviously if they have security, maybe not go up and like high five them. But
if they're like a big deal.
Right. But like,
that's us. We had security for sure.
Oh, for sure. I mean, when I was like, oh my God, Double Busted, I love your show. Like your huge beefy security guards. Like I couldn't even get like within 2 feet.
But reach out to the podcast that you listen to, that you appreciate, that you love, send them a note. However they talk about communicating before or after the show in the intro or outro, you know, make sure that they know that you appreciate them because it can be lonely sometimes from this side of things when you're talking to a microphone and you have, you know, a co-host or something, you're talking with each other, but and it's a lot of times the feedback is so great and that interaction, it's so wonderful and so appreciated. So feel free, don't be scared is what I'm saying. You know, you have this, these intimate relationships with these podcasts that are in your ears and feel free to like, obviously be kind. Don't be creepy, be nice, all of that. Right. But like, it's okay to tell them that you appreciate it.
That's good. Like life advice too.
Yes. Don't be creepy. And with that, I'm nice going to sign off. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find Allison at Dumb and Busted and Vanessa is at Not Another XF Pod. And I am at Mrs. Soup on the Twitters. Thank you again so much. And I hope you all have an absolutely amazing day.